listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV. We have a fantastic show for you. We're doing it the easy way, baby, and we're giving you the easy way to success. Are you ready to ride with your host, Eric Zuli? Check out his blog at HollywoodGetGuy.com and follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli. Here he is, the hardest working man in Hollywood, Eric Easy Zuli.
Let's get ready to Easy Talk. What's up, everybody? It's your man, Eric Easy Zuli, the Hollywood It Guy. It's another wonderful Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard. Okay, that's enough applause. All right. Thank you. I appreciate it, guys. I love y'all. All right, so you guys, it's Easy Talk, Easy Way Broadcasting. Man, we've had a fantastic week, fantastic time. Loving life. Want to give props to God for all the wonderful things that he does. And, you know, before we start the show, what I'd really like to do is have everybody that's listening right now, everybody that supports, bow their heads and let's have a moment of silence for the situation that's happened in Connecticut. And I heard the 20 children in Connecticut died from a shooting, and teachers and principals. So I'm going to turn the music off, and we're going to have a quick little silent mode here, and everybody bow their heads and pray. All right, I hope we're all together in prayer there. So, you know, I definitely want to say, you know, pray for the families, and my heart really goes out to the families and everybody that's involved in that situation, and my heart, my prayers go out to you guys. Huh, it's really sad. So if you guys don't know what I'm talking about, well, I mean, pretty much everybody probably does. If you go on TV, you'll see it. So, all right, so we're going to start with our first part, as I always do. You know, that's my trippy trending topic for the week, and that's about as trippy as it gets. So, I'm gonna check on something here. See what we got. Hey, Roz, are you there? Is that you?
I'm here. Hi, Easy.
Okay, before I bring you in, sweetheart, I have something special for you guys. We have so much stuff happening. I am so blessed to announce what's been happening. I mean, 2013 is going to be an amazing year, and I want to say thank you to all the fans. So yesterday I went to the Multicultural Motion Picture Association, and they did a toy drive, for kids. There's over 1,000 toys, and you know the cool thing about the show, guys, if you don't know about Easy Way Broadcasting, Easy Talk, this is the show that lets you know about everything going down with Easy Way Broadcasting. And what's cool about my show is I have a blog called HollywoodItGuy.com. You can actually go to HollywoodItGuy.com and you can see everything I'm talking about, or you can follow Hollywood It Guy on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter, ericzuley. I'm the opportunity guy. I'm the guy that opens up some situations and some doorways. I know some people congressionally recognized and recognized by Congress and City and County Los Angeles, and I've done a lot of stuff. So if you research me, you'll see why they call me the Hollywood It Guy. It wasn't given to me. The fans give it to me. I love you guys. But we have a really special guest, real awesome friend on the line, and this will tell you a little bit about who she is.
Welcome to Opportunity Time. Today's guest is a ball of fire. She is the person to know in casting. She works on Hollywood's hottest projects. She knows talent. Our guest is helping to make dreams come true on America's Got Talent. Easy Talk is proud to introduce Roz Taylor Jordan.
There we go. I got to give you that proper, easy way intro. What's up,
Ross? Oh, my gosh. Who's that? That was a cool intro. Was that for me?
Yeah, that's for you. That's for you, girl. That's my Ed McMahon.
Dude.
That's Price Crown.
You're so money. You're so good. It's so fun. I love it. It's like your little brother. It's like, I'm going to hook you up, sis. You're not that cool, Easy. Yeah, you are. Watch this. And then I'm like, dude, you make me sound cool.
Oh, so, well, you know,
yeah,
we know we love you. And
I love you too, and just wanted to, you know, just wanted to double back with your listeners today, and thanks for the moment of silence. My heart is so heavy. I have two kids, so I'm pretty wrecked today. But
yeah.
Wanted to let the, you know, and it's nice when you can have a little bit of a diversion and bring some gifts and some talent to make people smile in their time of need, and that's kind of what we like to do with our show on America's Got Talent. It's any age, any act, anything goes, and I want to make sure your listeners heard last week when if you want to do it the easy way that they tweeted us and got those front of the line passes. Did you hear if anybody went? If you got any?
You know what? I had a lot of people tweet me about it, and I had a lot of people hit me up on Facebook. I don't know what they do after that, though. So they're probably in that list of wonderful America's Got Talent magic. I've sent a couple people your way. I have definitely done that. And, you know, if anybody is interested in getting at this situation, America's Got Talent, Roz, you can follow Eric Zuley, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, on Twitter, and you can go to Hollywood It Guy. I'm actually making it simple because I do so much stuff. I finally made it simple for you guys. Hollywood It Guy on Facebook. Just like that page, and we'll be posting all that wonderful stuff. And so, Roz, how old do you have to be? What's the age range to be on America's Got Talent?
I'd say we've had them as young as 4 and as old
really?
As 96. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
And if I had a, you know, that I think 3 years, 4 years, I think 4 years is probably the good age because they can have a conversation. They're not going to be scared on stage. Some parents are like, my kid was born to sing. My kid was born to dance. True, but for us, I mean, it is say any age. So if your kid is part of your act and they're a baby, then that's fine too. But for them to stand on their own, I would say 4.
Okay. You know, I met a kid last night at the toy drive, and you know,
oh, yeah?
I brought my boys the Power Rangers out there, and this will all be on the blog, you guys. Again, reminding you, it will be on the blog. You'll be able to see all the cool pictures and stuff. And this kid was 2 years old. Okay, 2 years old, and we said, hey, you know, sit on this chair and, you know, do this. And this kid, I've never seen a kid 2 years old look as cute as this kid was and literally take direction the way we told him to take direction. He, you know, his little cute feet and little cute hands popped up on the chair.
Aww.
And, you know, you see the biggest smile you've ever seen because he knew what the Power Rangers were. And so, you know, I have my camera, and I'm like looking. I'm like, hey, you know, look over here. And you know, the dad had to get involved a little bit, but you know, he looked at the camera, and I said, "Can you make a fist? Can you?" And I made the fist, and you see, and I got such a good shot. He made a fist and smiled, and the Power Rangers made a fist with him. And this kid's the most talented little kid I've ever met in my life. So that's why I asked, how old, you know, do you have to be? I thought that, I mean, you got to meet this kid.
And
amazing.
Like I said, you know, it's amazing. Like you say, they can come out the womb, you know, and be singing and dancing, and they're savants at 12, you know, 12 months. So it does happen. So anybody, it's up to the parent. I think kids deserve a childhood, personally. So I say, why throw them to the wolves too quickly? But it's each their own. And the more adorable they are, the bigger their college fund will be.
Oh, yeah, I love it. Now, so just for any of the listeners that might be tuning in, what else do you cast for? What else do you do? Like, this is opportunity time.
Yeah.
Good.
We're doing, you know, we're looking at doing some commercials at the top of the year, so we'll let you know about that. Just got wind that there may be a brand new dating show that's coming out for the 21s and ups. That could be a really fun opportunity, and we'll know more about that in the coming days. And there's a couple of independent films that we're trying to get into. So, I mean, going to following the It Guy on Facebook and doing it the easy way, you're going to know. So the best thing I can tell everybody is go to your site and stay on your Twitter because I'm going to tell you first.
Well, we appreciate you, Roz. I know you're extremely busy. We have a caller. I don't know if this is one of our guests. I don't know, really. I'm kind of, you know, I'm looking at my texts and getting all these things last minute, and this isn't one of the numbers, so I think this is actually a caller. Maybe they want to talk to you, and they want an opportunity. They want to talk to me, so we're going to go ahead and grab this caller here. 917-1060. Caller, you're on the line.
Hey, it's your favorite caller. I have a new number. I just got an iPhone 4, so...
Oh, hey, what's up, girl? How you doing, Vanessa?
I'm good.
Well, guess what? This is actually, I'm glad that you called, because we have Roz Taylor Jordan on the line, a very, very good friend of mine, and she is the casting director to open up some awesome opportunities. And so, Roz, this is actually a fan of ours. And she's a dancer, she's a singer, she's an artist, she's an actor. And
ADT? Did you send us a video? What did you do?
I didn't. I was trying to get the where to send it to, because I dance and I act as well. So
get your friend together. All you guys got to do is go to agtauditions.com. Throw your 90-second routine up online. You don't even have to leave the house.
Oh, okay.
Yep, we take submissions everywhere. If you can't go meet us in person, which we love to meet everybody, but obviously, you know, finances, time, distance plays a factor, you can absolutely send us a home tape, mail it to us. You can upload a link at agtauditions.com, or you can create your own 90-second routine with your girlfriend and send us that video. But all of it's there. Any way you can get to us, and we're going till March, so there's plenty of time.
Okay, cool. Oh, I'm glad to hear that.
don't miss it. 90 seconds. 90 seconds is all it takes to change your life. I always tell people that. What can you do in 90 seconds? That can get you $1 million. That can get you double the Facebook friends, triple the Twitter followers, and that's all we really want anyways. People know where you're at and what you're doing. And whether you win $1 million or get on that show or not, getting that exposure, meeting those people, never, ever hurts. So I'd love you to do it.
Okay, I will definitely do it.
Well, there you go. You can follow AGT. You can follow AGT underscore auditions, and you're already following me. So, Roz, I'm gonna let you go because I gotta I promised my friend with Dick Clark Productions I would call her, and I want to make sure I do what I say I'm gonna do, because you know what, so we can talk forever. But we love you, Roz. Thank you so much for being on the show as usual.
You.
We'll see you. We'll hear you again next week.
All right. Thanks, Easy. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. Okay, guys, so that was Roz Taylor Jordan, really good friend of mine. She's coming on every week. She's going to talk a little bit about the awesome opportunities and what's going on the easy way. So I'm going to call a friend of mine, and I told her that I was going to call her, get her live on the show, I promised. And they got some cool stuff coming up with the Golden Globes and a whole bunch of really awesome stuff. This is actually one of the distribution people for Dick Clark Productions. And if people don't know, anybody out there don't know who Dick Clark Productions is, this is the production company for the award shows and the pretty much stuff in Hollywood.
Hello, this is Leanna.
Is this Leanna? What's up, girl? This is Eric Zuli, Easy on Easy Talk. You're live on the radio. I promised you I'd give you a call. And
what up, Eric? Thank you so much for calling me. How you doing?
Hey, I'm blessed and highly favored. And, you know, I'm just finishing up with a fan of ours. She's a fan that's been calling into all of our shows ever since we started. Her name is Vanessa. And this is Leanna. I wanted to introduce you guys real quick. She's an up-and-coming actress. She's a dancer. She's an amazing, amazing person. And you guys say hi.
Hi, Vanessa.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. Oh, wow, this is cool. I'm actually live talking to somebody, for a long period of time, because
We just want to show you that we appreciate you for supporting and for making the fans page for us and putting it out there. And, this is opportunity time, so you'll get those opportunities. So I'm going to go ahead and let you go. Thank you so much for always supporting, but you're welcome to listen to the show. We're going to get into to Leanna. But I just wanted to, show that we are about our fans, definitely. So, all right, Leanna, now, you have a very interesting, awesome life. And you work with Dick Clark Productions. You're executive, and you do amazing, amazing things. So tell us a little bit about your experience in the producer world and Dick Clark Productions.
Thank you so much. Yes, I'm very fortunate to have such a great job. I handle international distribution and also clip and still clearances. International distribution is, pretty self-explanatory. I make sure that our programming gets sent out via satellite or tape to countries and territories all over the world. And with clearances, it's a little more complicated. I will send out requests or legal releases requesting that a music video for the American Music Awards, like all the nominated music videos, get we can use a clip of it from, I asked the record labels if we can use a clip for promotion to promote their artist. And then for what we're working on now is the Golden Globe Awards. So now I'm reaching out to all of the major film and television networks for their nominated films and TV shows to get a legal clearance to use their clip, and so we could show it worldwide. And everyone.
Wow, that's cool. And I'm excited. So I'm gonna pop some music on behind it, and I'm gonna say something with the Golden Globes. Chris Donovan, actually, a real good friend of mine, he was the one that actually presented me my first award of my whole life. And he was formerly, I think he was formerly the director of the Golden Globes, or he is now. I mean, he keeps switching back and forth so much. But I know he was involved, and so I wanted to throw that out there. Well, that's cool. You sound like you definitely lead a real cool, interesting life there. And we want to shout out Mike Precise for introducing us. That's how we met.
Yes, shout out to Mike.
He's an amazing gentleman. So let's talk about the topic of discussion. You have a passion for pursuing. You have a passion you're pursuing right now. Tell us about that.
That's right. You know, you and I share the same passion. We just love to entertain people, and I love my day job, but I wanted to continue to get my creativity out there, and because I love entertaining people, I 3.5 years ago started performing stand-up comedy.
Awesome. Go ahead.
I've performed all over Los Angeles, the Hollywood Improv, the Comedy Store, Flappers in Burbank, John Lovett's Comedy Club, Universal Studios, City Walk, and all over. I really love doing it. I love the people. There's so much talent, you know, all around you.
And that's one of the toughest parts in entertainment, am I right?
It is, you know. You gotta make sure you get your message across and you connect with the audience, and every audience is different.
You know, you and I are kind of similar because I'm a host and I always do a lot of stuff in front of audiences, and capturing their attention is a lot of times difficult. For those listeners out there that may be listening and do things on stage and want to capture audiences' attentions, what's some of the strategies you use to just, you know, when you're first on stage, you just got to grab their attention and you either get the audience or you don't. You know what I mean?
Yes. And if one joke you say falls flat, if people don't laugh, don't harbor on it. Don't lose your train of thought. Just, you know, make a transition and go on to the next topic and see if they like that. You know, it's really, you feed off the audience's energy. So you gotta, if something doesn't work, hey, let's talk about this. And then, you know, just give it the best you can. And the audience is usually very receptive.
Well, I'm definitely going to have to get you connected to my boy Jamie. He's the owner of the Laugh Factory. That's definitely a little cool comedy circuit. Shout out to Jamie for making all the awesome, wonderful things that he's made happen. So what makes you want to be a comedian? I know that's a real tough struggle. Tell us a little bit about the struggle and what was that spark?
Like I said, the spark was just my passion to entertain people. I love making people laugh. Like, that's what I love to do, and my comedy is very personal, and I'm also very sarcastic, you know, and I just love, you know, sharing what I have with audiences. It's just a great big thrill.
Do you have any shows coming up?
I do. This is my first time as a producer. I'll be co-producing my own show with the lovely Sarah Collette, another comedian. We will be at the IO West Comedy Theater Tuesday, December 18th, that's next Tuesday, at 7:30
nice.
p.m. And the tickets are only $10, no drink minimum. It's a nice theater. You just sit down and laugh. We have a great lineup of professional comedians who've been on TV and have performed all over.
So do you have any way of people getting the tickets? Is it Twitter, Facebook? How do people get tickets?
People get tickets. You go on IO West's website, or you can also get tickets at the door. Our show is Curly Hair Comedy Presents.
How do our listeners find you on social media? How do they follow you?
You can find me. My name is Leanna Breyer, L-I-A-N-A, last name Breyer, B as in boy, R-Y-E-R. And my co-producer, Sarah Collette, is Sarah, S-A-R-A-H, and last name Collette, C-O-L-L-E-T-T-E.
Okay, okay, awesome. Well, hey, you know, thank you so much for being awesome. And, you know, we have a couple callers. I'm going to go ahead and grab a caller before we let you go. And we have our next guest coming up. But thank you so much for your time. And
oh, thank you so much for having me. I believe Sarah Collette, my business partner, is going to be calling in. So hopefully
that's her
on the line.
Give me the last four digits of her number because we have about five callers. Let me make sure I grab her.
Ah.
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, I think I'd memorize her number by now. Let me see.
Sorry, guys. We're going to grab all your callers, and we're going to be doing the questions and answers at the end of the show. We got to grab our next guest, but we want to make sure
her last four digits are 7674.
7674. Oh, she just popped in right now. That was magical.
Oh, perfect.
It
is magic. I love it.
Right,
thank you so much for having me.
No, definitely. Thank you. Thank you. It's Easy Talk, Easy Way Broadcast. We have Leanna Breyer on the line. I just picked up your friend, 323-7674. You're live on air. How are you doing?
Hi, this is Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. How are you? Tell us about yourself.
Oh, goodness. In a nutshell, I have curly hair, I'm a funny lady, and I love working with Leanna Breyer.
Awesome. Okay. And you're a funny lady.
I think that about covers it.
Well, if you're working with Leanna Breyer, you're definitely a somebody, and we definitely want to. What's the most interesting thing you can tell us about yourself?
Oh, wow. You know what? God. I'll tell you what.
You never interview with me. I'm sorry. The questions get harder as they go along.
That's okay. Well, you know what? I guess this is kind of interesting. I'm getting certified to teach Zumba classes tomorrow.
Oh, that's cool. I love Zumba. You know, I just registered for a Zumba class. And will I break my hips? Is it tough?
I mean, no, it's not tough. You can do it. You'll move your hips though, for sure.
I'm gonna hold you to that. If I break my hips, it's your fault. I'm just kidding. But hey, you know, real quick, Leanna, go ahead and tell us who Sarah is and you know how she's supporting, and then we're gonna let you guys go and grab our next guest.
Perfect.
Leanna.
Oh, Leanna, is that you?
Yes, that is I. I'm here. I'm listening to you. Yeah, I just told them about our awesome show that is at the iOS Theater, 7:30 p.m. next Tuesday, December 18th, and you can buy tickets through iOS online, or you can buy tickets right at the door and just tell them how we have an amazing lineup, and they've performed all over and have been on TV, and it's going to be just a great show.
And your guest is the guest that's on the line right now is your partner, right?
Yes, and also she will be co-headlining with me as well.
Awesome. Well, hey, thank you so much for being on the show, guys. This is Easy Talk. I hope you follow us at Easy Way Broadcast and Hollywood It Guy on Facebook. And we're glad to introduce you to all of our wonderful fans. And it was a pleasure meeting you guys. And we're going to go ahead and let you go. And good luck with your show. And if I'm able to make it, I will be there, even though
thank
I'm never.
Thank you so much.
I never get sleep, so it's like hard for me to make places. But I'm going to try to make it for you guys, definitely.
We would love to have you.
We would love to have you.
I'd love to be there. All right, guys. Well, we'll talk to you later.
Thanks for having us. Bye.
All right, so we are going to bring our next special guest, you guys. This is an amazing guest, and we have an amazing I'm not even going to say anything. This is an amazing guest. She's I'm going to go ahead and let the intro speak for itself.
Today on Easy Way Broadcasting, Amy Weber joins Eric to talk about her career in Hollywood as an actor, host, producer, writer, and singer. Amy will discuss passing the 1 million mark in Twitter followers. Her newest show, Good Samaritans, will debut in 2013. How does she do it all and still find time to pursue her passion for helping others? Easy Talk listeners will hear all her answers and enjoy some of her newest music. Welcome, Amy Weber!
Hey, Amy, what's going on? You there?
Hey, Eric, I'm here. What a great intro.
we want to say thanks to that. That's my Ed McMahon. His name is Price Crown.
I love that. I need that on, like, my alarm clock, even though people don't use alarm clocks anymore.
Well, I'll make sure we send you that MP3.
Thank
but hey, you,
you
know, I'm a big fan. Thank you so much for being on the show. And you know, I wanted to tell the listeners a little bit of how we met and why you're on the show. I always like to kind of tell the process. You guys, I met Amy on Twitter, and we do not know each other yet. We're gonna get to know each other on the show. We're gonna put some music on the background here and get this hype because we're really excited to have her on. Let me tell you guys a little bit about Amy. I'm gonna read off your bio here if you don't mind. So
okay.
It says Amy's easygoing nature and toned physique have led her to a number of television roles, including the now character Porcelain Bidet. Am I saying that right?
Bidet.
Okay, see, I said it before you got on, I get no sleep, so you guys gotta excuse my brain. I went to an event, I got back at about 5 a.m., so I'm
a
time
it's a bidet,
artist,
so it's like, it's a French toilet, it's a bidet.
nice, and that's on FX, the FX series, and then Son of a Beach, one of my favorite projects there. Since your recurring role on ABC's soap, Port Charles, which helped launch your acting career, you've gone to appear on hit shows on CSI, Seventh Heaven, Pacific Blue, Andy Richard. I mean, it goes on and on. WWE. You know, and I had Booker T on my show, and he's the manager of the WWE.
Oh, I love him. He's great.
Yeah. That was a crazy show. And then you are a number 4 Billboard chart-topping song artist. I mean, you got an amazing, amazing resume, and you have over 1 million followers. And you know, I have a rule on my show. You got to give me at least 100,000 of those followers.
Oh, but it's not up to me.
Well, you're tell your followers to follow me, and hopefully we get 100,000. How about that? But you know,
okay,
Amy,
I will do
my
best persuasion towards my followers.
I would love it. And so you know, let me ask you this: how do you think that you? I mean, you've done so many accomplishing things, but what did you do in social media that got you that amount of following? Because I know a lot of people that are similar to you that have done very, very amazing things and have like 100 followers, and you have 1 million.
Well, I think what it was, you know, I think a lot of people get on social media, of course, to use it as a platform to promote whatever it is that they're promoting. And of course, you know, that was really the big reason for me getting on Twitter. But then, you know, I just started really letting people know who I was and just being me and kind of just keeping it real. And then I realized there were some days that I was having some down days, and I started just almost tweeting things that I felt were inspiring for myself, and a lot of people just really started kind of appreciating it, and then it just grew from there. And even though, you know, I'll still let people, and I really don't like to call them followers because it just seems kind of weird. It's just, you know, I just think there's people that are basically, you know, I guess not even fans, just distant friends, people that are supporters. Supporters, is, I think, is a better word than followers. But, you know, I mean, we all kind of have bad days. And, you know, I think, unfortunately, there's a lot of people that are in the limelight that they put on this facade. Like, you know, they're doing it all, and they don't have a nanny, and they don't have a bad day, or they never get a pimple, and I'm just not that person.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm very accessible to people, and I truly care about the people that are on Twitter, and I think people see that I'm really genuine, and it just sort of kept growing from there, and, you know, the more interviews I do, and people found out more about me, and it just keeps growing, but I think they're wonderful. You know, every now and then you're going to get, like, you know, a jerk in the bunch that, for whatever reason, just wants to, like, be hateful. But it's funny because if you go and look, they're sort of being hateful towards everyone. So it's just their MO. And, you know, like you, there'll be nights, like, I haven't slept and, you know, unfortunately I'll buy into it. But for the most part, I love being able to connect with those people. And, you know, there's been a lot of times when people have said, you know, your Twitter feed today basically saved me. I was ready just to, like, end it. You know, I'm having a really bad life, and that just, you know, it's a real huge pressure, but it makes me feel like I get it, because I've been in that place before. I've been in really dark places before. My life is nowhere near perfect. I didn't have a white picket fence, and, So I don't know. That would be my best guess as to why I've become, you know, semi-popular on that social media platform.
Well, I have to say, yeah, I mean, the way that we met, and you hit the nail right on the head. You have to just, even though you get opportunities, you're just someone that actually had opportunities that other people didn't, and you have to not forget about that. That's a real reason why you're going to keep increasing and moving forward, and people are going to appreciate that. And I feel like I was, like, talking to a mirror or something, like a female me. You must be following my Twitter a lot, because you were saying the exact same things I say with want to call them supporters rather than followers and just being a real person, and that's really what it's all about. So I'm glad that you said that. Now
I love that. We're kindred spirits.
We are. We're going to be really good friends. I can already tell. I can sense it. So tell us your story. How did everything get started? What was, you know, what was the stepping stones that started progressing you into the next level?
You mean as far as getting into the business, or once I was out here?
Let's start with your story. Who are you? How did you get started? You're a kid. You grew up, and situations happened. What made you want to get in the business? But then kind of transition into, how did you get into the business and, like, really get into the business? Because there's, like, levels. There's level one, level two, level three, level four, and there's different levels of networking, and then there's the glass level you can't pass. And then it seems like you've kind of progressed past that glass level. And what handshakes and what did you do to pass that level, you know?
Well, you know, in the beginning, it was an incredibly tough childhood for me, just really abusive childhood. And, you know, looking back, I realized that my saving grace was always music and movies and books, and that's always what my escape was. And I think I knew at a really young age that I wanted to entertain and I wanted to sing, but there was really no real support at home for that. So, you know, I became academic and did really well in school and just kind of survived what was happening in my house. And, I mean, realistically, I should have been taken from that home. But for whatever reason, I wasn't, and, you know, really survived that. And I think that when you come out of something like that, I don't put limits on myself. Like, I know the world is going to have limits, and I'm not going to put those limits. I'm not going to put those roadblocks. So in my mind, I just feel like if there's something that I have a passion for, I'm just going to go out and do it. Because while everyone else is saying, well, how and why and I'm just making it happen. You know, you just kind of, if you have a passion for something, I think that a lot of hard work, a lot of persistence, and you'll get there. It doesn't mean that it's going to happen in the time that you necessarily want it to happen, but if you have a genuine love and passion for something, it's going to happen one day if you keep at it. And so, you know, I started college, and that was, you know, something that I was doing, I think, to please everyone else, just like everything I was doing in my life. I was just trying to please, you know, everyone else, especially my father, just so he would just leave me alone, you know, and stop being so abusive. And then I realized, gosh, you know, everyone's looking at these starting salaries for these jobs. And I just saw this flash of 10 years down the road that I would be, you know, a psychiatrist, and I'd be making six figures, and I would be miserable. My marriage would probably be failing because I didn't do, you know, what my soul and what my spirit wanted to do. And I just quit school. And I never heard the end of it. And I moved out to California by myself. I got on the 10 freeway. I stayed in, you know, a hotel that had a kitchenette. I didn't know anyone, but I just knew that I could live with trying and failing, but I couldn't live with wondering what would have happened. You know, like, that regret, I could not live with that regret, but I could live with the regret.
I need to give you a round of applause for that one, girl. I need to give you a round of applause for that one. Yeah, you hit the nail right in the head. You have to follow the dreams, otherwise you always wonder what if. Okay, go ahead, keep going. I had to throw
it in. You do, and I mean, that's the thing about life. Like, you know, there's some people that are just kind of existing, and then there's people that are really living. And I feel so bad for those people that haven't followed their passion for whatever reason, through fear, or they didn't think it could happen for them, and then life passes them by. And because it affects everything in your life. You know, your life is this pie, and, you know, part of your work and is a really big part of that. And if you're just kind of going and 9 to 5 and existing,
I really pray for those people that one day somehow, I don't care how old they are, they find that thing that makes them really happy, you know. But yeah, so, you know, I came out and it was very scary and it was very different. You know, I was raised on a corn farm in Illinois, so I'm up at before the sunrise. So when I started calling all these different companies to try to set up meetings, it's like 8 o'clock in the morning and no one was answering their phone. And I thought, oh my gosh, was there like an atomic bomb that I'm not aware of? Because people in Hollywood don't get started until, you know, like 10 o'clock. You know, luckily I got an agent and, you know, I had my sidecar within a couple of months and I just never looked back. I just kept trying to grow as an artist and a person. Of course, I had hiccups and setbacks, and it's feast or famine out here a lot of the time. So luckily I used my business sense and I started buying houses as a side project, so that I wasn't forced to take the projects that I didn't want to do. You know, I was getting scripts where, especially coming off the Sun of the Beach, which was, you know, a huge milestone for me as far as an actress and developing character and also just being a regular, you know, being a series regular on a primetime show. That was really big for me. But, you know, it was interesting because when I came off that show, you know, you just think, oh, I've made it and all these things are going to come my way. And, you know, a lot of things came my way, but it was just stuff that was so bizarre. Like, she's vacuuming and suddenly her bikini top gets caught in the vacuum and it flies. And I'm like, okay, hey, why am I vacuuming in a bathing suit? You know, it was just kind of, I thought, oh man, now people are stereotyping me, which was so weird because I was the nemesis on that show. I was the person who got the jokes. So I thought, all right, well, I'm going to cut all my hair off. I'm going to give it to Wigs for Kids. I'm going to start over, and I'm going to look like a lawyer. So I cut, you know, 17 inches off my hair, and then all of a sudden I look like a 12-year-old girl. And I thought, oh, geez. So, you know, it's just interesting where, you know, you think things are going to go. And luckily I was able to do some really interesting independent films after that. And, you know, I did a couple of Joe Dirt, and that was a really big movie, but I had a smaller part in that. And, you know, I realized after sitting in my trailer for 2 weeks and, yes, getting paid well, I didn't necessarily want to do that. Yeah, I would have loved to come to L.A. and do Schindler's List. Everyone who has a passion would love to go out and do projects like that that are life-changing, but that's just not the way it goes. So, you know, I loved the independent film spirit that I was on set in every scene doing really interesting things and maybe not getting paid as well. But doing things that still were fueling me as an artist and, you know, growing me as an artist. So, I don't know, it's just interesting. You know, different things came along and, you know, modeling was something that I never really thought I would do. And it sort of became my waitressing job. So I'm very grateful for that. A little bit like mindless kind of a thing where I would come home after working and think, What did I accomplish? What did I just call? You know, like I'm out there like shooting some catalog and, you know, and it was great and it was lovely and I'm very blessed to have had it. But, you know, I was just like, oh, I just need to feel more fulfilled. And so that's when I started branching out and realized I liked hosting and, you know, got brought on as an associate producer and really loved that. And I was always that girl that no matter what job it was, I wasn't sitting in my trailer. I was usually behind the director figuring out like, why he was lighting a shot the way he was lighting it. Why was he using dolly tracks to push in on what was he trying to get across by doing that? And just really learning all aspects of the business. And and I don't know, that's just me. It's my story. And, you know,
I love your voice and the way you talk. You're so cute. You're just little, it's like a little cute Barbie doll or munchkin or something. Just the way I can see why people are drawn to you. I can totally see it. You have the personality. You have that it factor. And I want to make sure we get some of your music in and some people hear your music. I have two songs here: "Let It Rain" and "Dance of Life." Why don't you tell us which one you want us to play first and what it's about?
Well, I would love for you to play Dance of Life. It's my new single that just got released. And, you know, when I started writing music and went in the recording studio, I wanted music that helped me feel great. If I was having a bad day, it was the kind of music that made me want to roll down my window and sing at the top of my lungs. And So that's what I started to record, and I feel like that's what people really started to respond to. So it's just fun. Forget about, you know, that you put, you know, toothpaste in your, you know, hair gel in your toothbrush kind of a morning. And I love it. And I did, you know, I worked with the Jackie Boys, and they're just incredible. They're Grammy-winning songwriters. They won a Grammy with Madonna for her song Revolver, and I love them. They push me so hard in the studio, and they believe in me. And, you know, they have more talent. I always say they have more talent in their little finger than I do in my entire body. But I love working with them. We work really quickly. I think we wrote this song in about an hour and a half and recorded it in about 2 hours. So it's just a great, fun song, and I hope people love it.
That's an accomplishing feature, because I've been in the studio too, and it doesn't usually take that long. So you definitely got skills. And remember the word dance. So I'm going to remind the listeners. Remember tomorrow, Shane Sparks, Emmy-nominated celebrity dance choreographer, is going to be doing his show, Planet Dance. So don't miss that. So without further ado, you guys, this is Easy Way Broadcasting, and this is Amy Weber. She's our guest, Amy Weber, Dance of Life. So post your comments and tweet us. Let us know what you think about it. And if you want to hear the rest of it, you got to go get the iTunes. But that was, you know, I think I'm like on my chair, and I had to get up. I'm like moving my hips, and I'm like thinking of like you and Shakira together doing your thing. That kind of has a Shakira feel to it, I think.
Thank you. Well, you're ready for Zumba now.
I was just talking to one of the guests with Dick Clark Productions, and they were telling me that they're doing Zumba or something like that. And I actually just signed up for a Zumba class out here. And,
I thought you were joking.
That's a lesson, guys. Anybody that's listening, you have to make sure you keep your exercise up. You make sure you keep, you know, do something to make sure you keep your exercise up. It's very important. But you know, I signed up for a Zumba class, and I told her if I break my hip or something happens, it's her fault. But can I borrow your song? Can I bring that and we'll listen to it on our Zumba class?
Oh my gosh, of course.
So what was your inspiration? What came up with the Dance of Life? Do you have a music video? Like, tell us about that song and how people can get in tune with it.
Well, the music videos that I have right now are for Let It Rain and then Welcome to My VIP. And Let It Rain, that was a single off of my, like, first real album that I put out. And I was just it just went crazy. It went to number 6 in the UK pop charts, which are like their Billboard, and then it came over here in the US and charted at number 4 on the Breakout Billboard and then the dance chart. So the those music videos are online, YouTube, and they should also be on amyweber.com. But Dance Alive, the inspiration was just, you know, again, it's like, you know, it's like, this is our paradise. You know, you can make life whatever you want it to be, kind of a thing. And, you know, just let everything come alive. And I just wanted, you know, the kind of lyrics and the kind of beat that just sort of gets into your bones and makes you feel really good and really happy. And I guess I'm just really about, I guess, escapism, a lot of escapism when it comes to like movies and music and stuff. Because that's what really helped me survive when, you know, not only through my childhood, but, you know, I got really sick with cancer when I moved to LA. And, you know, going through treatment was really tough. And again, you know, music and movies, those are the things that really helped me escape what was happening to me at the time and helped me just stay strong and be a survivor. So it's just me giving back in a lot of ways, what saved me.
Well, you know, that is very interesting, and that makes a lot of sense why you're progressing so forward in your career, because God will create situations to humble you so you're ready for what's moving forward in the future. And I know about the cancers thing. My dad had lymphoma cancer, which is the most aggressive cancer that you can deal with. And my dad is a cancer survivor as well. And so you're a cancer surviving star, and you can throw a good message out there for all the other people that are dealing with those situations. It's all mindset. Your mindset is, right?
It is, completely. I mean, you know, it's like there were days when, believe me, I wanted to utter those words that, you know, just let me die, because, you know, you're going through this horrendous thing and, you know, you're having to really, like, come to grips with a lot of stuff. And, you know, it's not really fun when you wake up and you're like, are those my eyelashes on my pillow? And you're like, yep. My eyelashes, you know, it kind of sticks. Let's just be honest. But, you know, I think in a lot of ways, I was never a stuck up person. I was never someone that was, you know, that put that much emphasis on the way I looked. But believe me, after going through that, you know, people can call me ugly all day long on the outside, because, like, I know I have a beautiful soul on the inside. And at the end of the day,
how could anybody ever call you ugly?
People on Twitter get angry sometimes, and they'll call me, like, it's so cute. And I'm always like, they're like, oh, you ugly hoe. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, you need a hug. Here's a hug from your favorite ugly hoe. It's like, whatever. What are you going to do?
Kill them with
kindness. Yeah, you know what? There's just some people that, you know, unfortunately, it has nothing to do with me. They're just unhappy. And I truly and genuinely feel bad for people that are unhappy, because I've been there. And it's not a fun life to live in such unhappiness. But, yeah, as far as the cancer goes, you know, it definitely, you know, when you get through it, you just realize, like, man, you know, I woke up today. And a lot of people don't get to say that. And so I'm just blessed. And I am going to make the most of today. Now, yes, I have bad days. Believe me, I have 3-year-old twins, and one of them is battling minor pneumonia right now. So I haven't slept for almost 14 nights. I've got about an hour to 2 hours of sleep, you know, because I have to take care of my babies, because they're amazing and I love them. But you know, it's still, it just still fuels me that every day. Just make it a powerful day, make it a good day. Those are the choices that we make in life. Is, you know, bad things happen to good people and bad things happen to bad people. It's how we respond to what's happening is what shapes your life.
Well, our prayers and our fans' prayers go out to your babies. You're welcome. So let's talk about Son of the Beach. How have things changed for you from your connection with that show?
Oh, my gosh, so much. It's interesting because every now and then, like, you know, I'll talk to Tim Stack, and, you know, I love the fact that he said the nicest thing about me on E!, you know, when he was being interviewed. And, you know, he's like, oh, it's easy to find smoking hot girls. He's like, but it's just not that easy to find those kind of girls that can deliver a joke. And Son of the Beach taught me a lot about that type of comedy. And we had really amazing guest stars that would come in, and it was interesting because they were so incredible on, like, their sitcom or whatever they were doing, but to come in and do a comedy like Son of the Beach, which is very tongue-in-cheek, very much in the vein of the Airplane movies, you know, it's you play it like a drama, because the writing basically does your job for you. And as far as changing, I'm such a different person now. I'm sure people still see me as, you know, whatever, that the swimsuit girl, but it's kind of come 360 because just now producing and you know, playing different characters that are a little more, have a little more depth and a little more clothes on. But I'm so appreciative, again, of that show, because when I came in, that was a brand new character, and she was created because Jamie Bergman at the time, who's now Jamie Bergman Boreanaz, she had gotten pregnant, and so they needed someone to come in and do a lot of the A storylines. And they created this character, and they really had no idea where she was going to go and who, what she was going to be like. And the fact that I got to sit in and give my input on what I thought, it just was incredible. You know, it's just so powerful to be able to go in and people listen to what your thoughts are. And because coming before, you know, it's just like you're guest starring, people are telling you what to do, and you really have no creative input a lot of the time. So it was great. I don't know. In a lot of ways, I'm the same, but in other ways, I guess I'm kind of 360 from where I was then.
Well, that's it's an incredible experience, and you sound like you really know how to resource things. So we're going to take a short break, listen to a quick little commercial, and also we want to remind everybody to listen to Diversity News Radio, Diversity News Magazine, Stephen Escobar. They shouted us on the radio, so I want to definitely shout them out as well. And make sure you check out our column on our column and section, Washington Times, Tightrope Magazine, Rock This Magazine, Ambiance Magazine, Hot Talk LA. So many of them. You guys know them. Just Google it, and we'll be right back.
Life is hard for outlaw the easy way. Life is hard for outlaw the easy way. Life is hard for outlaw the easy way. Life is hard for outlaw the easy way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way, you're doing it the easy way, all of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zuli, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Shifty from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell. I'm the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Hollywood It Guy here. Follow me on Twitter, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, Eric Zuli. If you want to know how to make money on the internet and you want to be promoted the easy way, you got to check out TheEasyShow.com, TheWTV.com, and HollywoodItGuy.com. We're helping those celebrities interact with their fans, the fans interact with their celebrities, showing you the hot Hollywood content. So, hey, come do it the easy way. Check us out.
And we're back, you guys. Eric Easy Zuli here. Easy Talk, that's what you listen to. Easy Way Broadcasting. Want to shout out Blog Talk Radio for featuring us. We are a wonderful featured host, featured show. And we're with our wonderful guest, Amy Weber. I'm not going to do the clapping sound again because our audience's hands are already hurt enough by clapping so much because she's so wonderful. Amy, we are back with you, and my next question we want to go into is Howard Stern. I heard something. Roberti told me you're involved with Howard Stern, or if you were, any tips of success? What's going on with Howard Stern?
Yeah, sure. Well, Howard Stern was one of the executive producers of Son of the Beach, and
okay.
Son of the Beach actually was the first original program on FX because FX is owned by Fox. And basically FX used to kind of be not really a dumping ground, but just a lot of re-aired shows would go on FX. And, you know, Son of the Beach was it was basically the first original programming, and Howard Stern was, you know, responsible for that. So as far as any advice, I did go on his show when I was doing Son of the Beach. Not really. He just said, you know, keep doing what you're doing. We're really proud of you. He's an incredibly humble guy, just completely opposite of what the persona, you know, you would think he would be in person, just kind of a shy, really tall, shy, sweet man.
Howard Stern shy?
He is in person. He is. He's really shy.
I watched that movie. He had a girl put a whole kielbasa in her mouth. That I don't. That's Howard Stern and shy. He's the judge on American Idol, and he does not shut up. But yeah, in person he's
he's one of those people. There's people that are kind of like on all the time. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And they're
mm-hmm.
on. I don't want to name names because, you know, and you're just sort of like, really? I mean, aren't you exhausted? But then there's those people that when they need to turn it on and do their job, they're that person and that's what they do. And Howard's one of those people. So, like, when, you know, you go off the air, he's not like, you know, hey, you want a sausage? You know what I mean? He's not that guy. He's just like, he's really like, hey, can you fit this in your, you know, it's, he's just was just very quiet. Speaking off of the radio, it was interesting, very interesting, but incredibly supportive and a really generally nice person.
Well, tell him to holler at me. Tell him to follow me on Twitter.
Okay.
So tell me about In the Cuts, C-U-T-Z.
In the Cuts was a, it was kind of like a Hollywood wrap-up show, almost like an Entertainment Tonight or, you know, an extra that, you know, they would go out and they would get, you know, they would cover a lot of different events, red carpet or premieres, things like that. And I was the host of that show. And, you know, like a lot of times people will come at me and they'll say, oh, we have this project and what do you think? We want to attach you to it as a host. And sometimes my business sense just kind of takes over and I'll just start asking a lot of questions and then I get myself in trouble because I end up as one of the producers, which is great because... You know, it was fun because when your name is attached to something and you're doing something, obviously you want it done properly and you want it to be something that you're proud of and that's being done right and the information is getting out there in the right way. So it was fun. You know, it was just basically I would go in and do all the wraparounds and the introductions and the tosses. And I thought it was a really fun show that people got to see, you know, some of the red carpet stuff that we don't, you know, a lot of the general public doesn't always get to see what happens at a movie premiere. You know, they'll see, like, what are you wearing, but they don't get to see, you know, the full kind of all-access pass kind of a thing, and that's what that show was.
And that's the beauty of my show. You get to see it the easy way, and you will never catch it any other way. And everybody always asks me about the easy way movement and everything. So I didn't know that, so you're a host like me. No wonder we get along. Great. So how do you subscribe, how would you describe yourself as an actress?
I guess I would describe myself as really versatile. I don't think that there's, you know, I'm not necessarily like I can only do drama or I can only do comedy. I think that I feel comfortable doing both. I'm also the kind of actress that even though I studied method and I did study, you know, Meisner and I studied with some of the best teachers in LA when it came to scene study and cold reading, and I studied Groundlings, which is where a lot of, you know, the sitcom people came from, like Lisa Kudrow and a lot of other people. I'm not like a one-trick pony kind of a thing, and I'm also just incredibly dedicated when it comes to acting. I don't take the easy route. I definitely prepare, and I always have my
story. You don't
take
the easy route. I'm insulted.
Well, I'm sorry. Meaning, like, I don't just sort of, like, get by. You know, I'm sorry. I know that was like, I'm so sorry. That was like a horrible insult. But I'm just learning about the easy way. So that's okay. That's going to be my new catchphrase on Twitter. But
that works. Hashtag easy way. Hashtag the easy way. Remember that.
I'm a worker. I'm a worker bee. So as an actress, I'm the same way. I'm a worker bee. And I put my work into whatever I do.
I see that, definitely. So, it's just, you know, the casting process. You're probably in tons of casting situations. Is it fun? Is auditioning enjoyable? You know, how different is it for each project that you're doing?
Well, it's changed now that I have done a lot of producing, but In the beginning, I think it would depend on who the casting person was. You know, there would be people that you would go in the room and you could tell that they were really rooting for you, and that makes it enjoyable, and it makes you want to succeed and not let your nerves take over. But then, of course, there's going to be kind of disgruntled actors or actresses that didn't make it and they decided to become casting directors, and they're just rude. You know, they're not even looking at you when you're reading. You can tell that they just have zero interest, and it's really hard to succeed in that environment. But now that I'm a producer, and if I go and audition, I love it. I love it because I understand it so much more, the inner workings of it. I understand now when I don't get a job that I felt like I did a really great job at whatever, 3-4 callbacks, that there are so many factors that go into casting someone, and there are so many factors out of your control. You know, whether that was like they went with a name, they lost their funding, the movie or the TV show didn't even get made. You needed to look like someone that was already cast. There was just things I didn't understand when I first started auditioning that it's hard to not take personally. And now I leave it in the room. I do.
So you're a full threat. You're like me. Yeah, you wear all these different hats. You're a producer. You do it all, so you understand it all. So when you're doing a project, you can have it be as best as it can be for your brand, and that's real smart. I want to actually point that out to any of the listeners. You know, try to be a producer on these situations, and one, producing credits is the key. You got to get those producing credits. Credits are the key, but that's cool that you have the producer eyes on, and you also have the acting eyes on. You know what I mean? Like you're in the situation on all the, you got to actually separate yourself. You know what I mean? Like if you're a producer, an actor, you know, if you know about casting, if you're an artist, you're in the marketing, it sounds like you do the social media stuff as well. You got to put those different hats on in different situations and kind of separate yourself, but then it's also there. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. No, absolutely. I mean, it makes total sense.
So, all right. Now, what has been your favorite television role?
You know, I think probably besides Son of the Beach, because that's a pretty easy one, I guest starred on Seventh Heaven, and it was their Christmas episode. And I just loved being on that show. I got to play the girl next door, and they
I have to interrupt you, Amy. Do you know Jessica Biel?
Well, it's interesting. I don't think she liked me very much. It's been a long time ago. Well, because we were in the makeup trailer together, and it was so long ago, and she was really young, and the hairdresser said something like, oh, to me, they said, oh, you have the most beautiful dark, you know, brown hair or something, and I don't know. She's like, she has black hair. I don't know. I was like, oh, what did I do? It was just a really straight. But again, come on, she was 15, 16 years old, and who knows how many hours. And she just seems lovely, and she's so gorgeous now.
She is. That's why I said, do you know her? I want to interview her. Like, I mean, I'm a fan.
I'm a fan too. I don't know her personally, but she seems lovely. And again, but I really loved doing that show because I just got to play a character that was different than what most people saw me. I wasn't the mistress, or I wasn't like the bad girl, and I wasn't killing someone and dragging them through a house. I was really just a sweet, the girlfriend of Matt, one of the main characters, and taking me to prom, and you know, this whole thing with Santa. But again, the good thing is that it airs every Christmas, so I get that residual check
That works, and you know, you're lucky, because when I did my commercial with Axe Body Spray, I didn't get a residual check, so I'm totally jealous. Now you're also working against bullying, and I like this. I did my research, girl. You're against bullying. What's behind your involvement with that?
Well, first of all, I've done not just bullying, like No Hate, and I've done, you know, Break the Chains, which is, you know, still bringing light to people that still are living with HIV and AIDS and the stigma that is still going on with that. But as far as, like, the bullying, I did the first ever 3D public service announcement for anti-bullying, and I got involved because, you know, I was, like, bullied by my own father. And I think it starts at home, knowing your worth and making sure that your parents, you know, I always tell my kids, you can do anything you want and you're a valuable human being. So I'm just really, I think that it's really unfortunate that kids get bullied. And it's interesting. I'll tell you a story. I have three-year-old twins, and they're in preschool two times a week. And we went to an event at their school where the three-year-old and then the four-year-old, and then, of course, if families had older kids, they brought their kids too. They were on the playground together, and I was watching my daughter. My daughter's pretty strong. And these two little girls, she wanted to play with this little kitchen. And these two little girls said, sorry, you're not in the such-and-such club. You can't play. My daughter went to move past them to play anyways, because I always tell her, you know what I mean? We're all about sharing. The little girl stopped and blocked her way. And I had some words with that the little girl, and I said, you know, first of all, this doesn't belong
to you. That's not nice. Grab the lunchbox, beat them over the head. Okay.
Yeah, well, I mean, you don't really, I mean, I was pretty upset. I mean, you don't want to really know what I told her, what was going to happen at night when the boogeyman came out under her bed. But but I did explain to her that it wasn't nice and that that you need to share and that she was being a bully. But when I went to the school director, and I said to her, you know, hey, I just wanted to ask, you know, what kind of conversation at this age do you have about bullying? She said, you know, Amy, we don't really call it bullying. You know, we call it more socialization. And I think because you're so involved in it, you're just a little more sensitive to it. And I said, really? A child stepped in front of my daughter's path, physically stopped her. And you don't consider that bullying? And she's like, they just don't know. And I'm like, no, actually they do know. And the fact that you're not having a conversation this early and you're not having a conversation with parents to take back home, I find it unfortunate. I really do. I mean, I just think that why should one person have the right to have power over another person? What is that? Who are you know, like when people say to me, like, oh, you're ugly, you can't sing this, it's like, how are you the judge of me? How is anyone the judge of me that I don't belong or that I can't do this because, you know, I wear glasses or I'm stupid and I deserve to die? Because, I mean, really? I just, it's not acceptable. And it's starting at home, and it's starting with somehow parents not teaching their kids manners and not teaching their kids what it is that we're sharing this planet. We're all in this together, and it is so unfortunate that it takes like a Hurricane Sandy or 9/11 to shake people into remembering that we're all in this together, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, God says, do unto others as you have them do unto you.
Oh,
so,
it bothers
you know,
me
people,
so much.
People forget that a lot of times. They really do forget that. I mean, how long are we really going to be here? You know, and they forget a lot of things with that. And you know, when you're talking about the bullying, we work with a company called Bella Boo, which promotes teen self-esteem. We work really closely with them. In fact, I want to have a section on their blog, Bella Boo Gloss, G-L-O-S-S, Bella Boo Babe on Twitter, and they really, really work with teen self-esteem issues. And I also work with Quentin Aaron, the Quentin Aaron Foundation, with the obesity. And when you said starting from the parents, you're so, so correct. The parents feed the wrong food. The way you turn out is going to be the upbringing. Like, my dad raised me with faith, morals, and ethics, and I think that's why I've turned out the way I am. And that's first and foremost, some of the most important things besides God. And that's my beliefs. That's me saying, you know, anybody can think whatever they want, but that's just me and my opinion, and it's freedom of speech. You say whatever you want. And it's really, really true that bullying does need to stop. And, you know, anybody that has low self-esteem, please check out Bella Boo Gloss. That blog will really help you. And I suggest you follow them, Bella Boo Babe, my friend Snezna. And you guys should probably get together on the bullying thing. And speaking of the charity, we actually have to go into our charity time segment. I'm going to call Kenneth. Now, you can stay on. I'd love to introduce you to him. He's a fashion guy, and he works for the Union Rescue Mission, which is with the homeless. And I think it would be cool, pretty cool for you guys to meet each other. And then I will say thank you so much for being on the show and let you take off, because I know you're probably doing crazy stuff either for the holidays or the Hollywood days, I call it. you're a busy person, but I'm blessed to have you on the show. I'd definitely love to have you back. And I also do a show on Green Screen Show. I have a show on Network coming out. A lot of cool stuff, not just the radio. So I think that we can implement and progress into a lot of awesome things the easy way, and I think the fans will dig it. And what do you think?
That sounds fantastic.
Looking forward to it. So I'm going to call Kenneth real quick here. Kenneth is a wonderful gentleman, and he's actually going to be coming with us today. Sam Sarpong, who is the host for Ryan Seacrest's show, Access TV. He was on MTV's Your Mama. He's one of the number one male supermodels. He's doing tons of movies. He's an actor, artist, blah, blah, blah. We're going to his launch of his new clothing line in Melrose. So if you're in L.A., you're more than welcome to come. A lot of celebrities, a lot of paparazzi, a lot of producers, charity-type people will be there. It's a brand-new launch for his new line, Future Collections, and it's going to be a lot of fun times. And he will be coming as well, and this is a fashion guy. That's why I mentioned that. I don't know why I really brought it up, but it just kind of came out of my head here. So we're going to call Mr. Kenneth, and this is a gentleman that works with the Union Rescue Mission, which is one of the number one missions in Los Angeles. They've been around for 100 years. Really amazing. If you guys don't know about them, urm.org, urm.org. Let's hope Kenneth picks up here so we can talk about charity time.
Good afternoon.
Charity time, charity of the week. Is this Kenneth?
Yes, it is.
What's up, Kenneth? How you doing? It's your man, Easy, Eric Zuli. You're on Easy Talk. I told you I was going to call you today. Sorry we're a little bit late. And we still have our guests in line, actually. And the reason I kept her in the line is I want to actually have you guys meet each other. She is an advocate and very about not bullying and the homeless, and she's very charity-based. But let me tell you a little bit about the guest. Amy Weber is a Billboard artist. She's an actress, TV star, film star, over a million followers on Twitter, a very, very amazing person besides the Hollywood type of stuff. We're finishing her up now on her being a guest on my show. And Kenneth is also, he's actually going to be coming on board with us from what I'm hearing for the fashion side of things. And you're at the Union Rescue Mission right now, right?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Cool.
I'm down at the mission in Los Angeles.
Well, I wanted to introduce you to Amy. So, Amy, meet Kenneth.
Hi, Kenneth. Nice to meet you.
Hi, Amy. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
So we're going to get into Charity of the Week. And, Amy, thank you so much. You know, and Kenneth, make sure you follow Amy on Twitter. The Real Amy Weber. Remember that, guys? Write it down. The Real Amy Weber. And I had so much fun meeting you and hanging out with you, Amy. I hope we can be great friends. And if you're able to make it tonight, I'll be tweeting it, the address and everything. Come by, hang out with us. And thank you so much for being a guest on Easy Talk, doing it the easy way.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And I'm sure we'll talk soon. You too, Kenneth. And, you know, awesome job you're doing for the rescue.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
And actually, Amy, before I let you go, real quick, if you don't mind, I'm going to count to three. Can you say, hey, it's Amy Weber, you're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, and I'm doing it the easy way, or keep doing it the easy way, something like that? Would you mind?
Sure.
Is that too much? I can shorten it if you want.
No, that's fine.
Okay, so I'm going to say 1, 2, 3, and I'll just quick shout out, hey, it's Amy Weber, you're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, and keep doing it the easy way, or I'm doing it the easy way. 1, 2, 3.
Hi, I'm Amy Weber, and you're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting. Keep doing it the easy way.
You're good. So that was my test for you, girl. Thanks so much for being on the show. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Eric. Okay, talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
All right, guys, so we are now with Mr. Kenneth himself. Kenneth, tell us a little bit about yourself and talk to us about the charity, man. Tell us about the Union Rescue Mission. This is Charity of the Week, Charity Time. Talk to us.
Well, I am currently a volunteer. I volunteer at the Union Rescue Mission that's located in Los Angeles. I've volunteered there for about 8 years. I've worked with women and children and have also participated in the program for men, where I've helped a lot of the men when it came to sports or whether it was fashion or teaching different things.
Awesome. So tell us about the fact.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It sounds
ahead.
Like it. So tell us about the – so if you guys want to check out Union Rescue Mission, it's
urm.org.
Yeah, you know, we just had the president, Andy Bales, Reverend Andy Bales, on Rick Rosman's show. We have another show, guys, every Sunday, 4 o'clock, the Rosman Experience. Make sure you check that out. And the president was on there, and he's a really amazing gentleman. What you guys do is so cool on how you – you know, well, not you because you're a volunteer, but what you are involved in is
right,
so
right.
cool. You know, I mean, they give 150 turkeys out to give people food, and
They have beds and dental insurance, and they really actually rehabilitate you. It's amazing.
Oh, it's
so
amazing.
Let's talk. Okay, go ahead.
I was just saying it's an amazing program.
Yeah, I have a problem with that. I really got to shut up and let people respond to my words. Okay, so let's talk about you, man. You're a fashion guy. You do a lot of fashion stuff. Talk to us. Give us some fashion tips.
Some fashion tips. I mean, the best fashion tip I can really give is, baggy is not in. You definitely have to find the right form-fitting thing, for you. And I'm definitely a big color person. I like colors.
Okay, and give us the I want to forget this. Give us the location of the Union Rescue Mission. So if anybody may know anybody that's homeless, they can refer them out.
If I'm correct, it's 545 South San Pedro Street in Los Angeles, California.
Okay. And in addition to doing great work for the community, you're going to be joining Easy Talk. My producer told me, and as our fashion correspondent, give the listeners a little information about you and your fashion sense and expertise,
okay,
and all that stuff.
Let's see. I've pretty much been around the business for about the last 10 years. I started off working a lot of different music videos and just kind of watching in the background and seeing, what people like. I definitely keep my ear and eyes to the street to see what's hot and what's not on top of that. Background-wise, I mean, I have a father who's been in the fashion world for a while. He's actually owned 2 stores. So it's just something that's definitely been in the blood, I can do everything from dressing big events to where you have to dress up and wear suits to, everyday wear. I kind of do it all.
So you're going to be responsible for the way my transition of my look is going to be?
Yes.
Sure,
yes, definitely.
So fans, supporters, anybody listening, to the archive or listen to this show, he's responsible, not me. So you can come after him. It's all going to be him. No, I'm kidding. So tell us your Twitter. Tell us your Twitter and your Facebook, how people can get at you. And you're going to be hanging out with us tonight with Sam Sarpong in this wonderful situation, huh?
Definitely. I will be hanging out with you guys tonight. And my Twitter is actually VoteKenToWin. And let's see, my Facebook is actually just Kenneth Hewitt. And that's pretty much, that's all I'm using right now, As far
awesome,
as
awesome,
the
man.
Fashion world is. But,
I wanted to give a quick introduction, and we'll catch you next week, and I'll see you later on tonight.
Okay, definitely look forward to it. Have a good one.
Hey, thanks so much for being on the show, Kenneth.
All right, thank you.
All right, guys. So it's Easy Talk. We went a little bit over, but I hope you guys haven't fallen asleep. But we're doing our thing. We have a really special guest next week, so make sure you tune in. It's going to be awesome. This guest, if she does get on, because I know she's really busy, but she is on Disney. She has done major films. She's done some amazing things. You just check the Twitter out. You'll see who I'll be tweeting. So again, guys, Easy Talk every Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Don't forget to listen tomorrow to Planet Dance with Shane Sparks, and then Sunday, the Rosman Experience. Get that financial advice and the charity advice. So thanks again for tuning in. I'm your man, Eric E.Z. Zuley, and do not forget to follow me on Twitter, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, and like the fans page, Hollywood It Guy. Hollywood It Guy, that's going to be one of the hottest things. And then HollywoodItGuy.com, I'm going to be posting some really cool things that we did with the Power Rangers the other night. And just remember, keep doing it the easy way, guys. That's how we do it. We're having fun, and thank you so much for tuning in. And I love you. I love you. I really do. I love you guys. Peace.
You've been listening to Eric E.Z. Zuley on Easy Way Broadcasting. Follow Eric on Twitter at Eric Zuley to find out about his next show. And check him out at HollywoodItGuy.com. Thank you for listening. You
have been listening to Easy Talk and Doing It the Easy Way on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, internationally known radio and TV personality, actor, producer, and social media expert, Eric Easy Zuli. His work has been recognized by Congress. The city and county of Los Angeles have honored him with an award in his name. To find out more about Eric and Easy Way Broadcasting, follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli and check him out on HollywoodItGuy.com. Thank you for listening.